Let's travel around the area and take a look at the fishing in the Shawamigan Bay area. The Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report takes place every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on Real Rock J96. And now, let's get to our report. It's time for another Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report, and joining us today is Pete Rich. Pete's a muskie fisherman down in the Hayworth area. Pete, how's the muskie fishing been?
It's been good. We've had some inconsistent weather this summer, so, you know, the bite's been up and down, but I think from last time I talked to you, the bite continued to be consistent. You know, now we're wrapping up what was a really, really good week, but we've got a lot of change coming here. Another cold front, and you're going to see water temperatures dropping and hopefully kind of getting geared up for that late summer, early fall bite.
Yeah, and with that cold front, we're starting to see some cooler nights. That's only going to continue heading into the fall, so you're starting to gear up for fall fishing. What does that mean?
You know, like you mentioned, the cooler nights, that's going to, you know, drop the water temperature as we talked about, and that's going to keep continuing to bring these muskies shallower and shallower and shallower. For me, late summer, early fall fishing is about big blades and topwaters, especially, you know, the topwaters in the early morning, late into the evenings, heavy overcast day. Great time of year to be out night fishing. As I mentioned, bucktails, a lot of big blades. I think the one thing a lot of people overlook with this late summer, early fall is speed. You can compensate for not being able to throw a giant bucktail by reeling a small bucktail very quickly in really shallow water.
So the big key with muskies this time of the year is you want to be aggressive.
Yeah, absolutely. These fish are jacked up. They're starting to put speed bag on, and they're going to react speed and size. And like you mentioned, yeah, being aggressive and searching for the active fish versus the slow presentation of trying to get one to bite. I want to cover a ton of water. I want to cover a ton of water very quickly. So I'm throwing lures that allow me to do that until dark. And that's where things change. When that sun starts getting low, you start losing that, the bright daylight. Then it's time to slow down. You go back to the areas where you had, you know, big fish up or a history of big fish in the past. And fall is a phenomenal nighttime surface bait bite.
How can people go fishing with you, Pete?
Probably just look me up on my website, which is www.peterichguide.com.
That's been a look at our Real Rock J96 Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report. The Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report airs every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on Real Rock J96. If you know anybody who's interested in being a part of the Real Rock J96 Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report, contact Trevor at Real Rock J96.